Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horek and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys, a MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands. Welcome to this new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about how to use interactive content in your holiday marketing, both in B2B and B2C. We're going to talk to Saxon Sharda. And Saxon is the creative director at Outgrow.co. He's based out of the UK. I want to give a warm welcome to Saxon.
Nice to be here.
Saxon, could you introduce yourself to our audience and maybe also explain a little about your background and with Outgrow, what you're doing there and what the company actually does?
So I personally specialize in data collection, analysis, filtering, and transfer by the means of widgets and applets. Interactive, cultural, and trending widgets designed by me have been featured on Product Hunt, Trend Hunter, Flipboard, Factory Berlin, the European Affiliate Summit, and many other places. And I work at Outgrow.co, which it is a no-code tool that enables marketers to create interactive content like calculators, quizzes, recommendations, forms, surveys, chatbots, and even polls, contests, and assessments. This kind of interactive content, can be used as applets or widgets, or interactive content can be used for, converting and personalizing value and, generating viral experiences that add real value to the customer and really increase engagement.
Wow. So that's we're going to make that a little more tangible in this. I've taken a look at your website, and of course, I'm going to put the website in the show notes, so outgrow.co. But today we're going to talk about holiday marketing with you, because this year holiday marketing is probably a little different because of the pandemic, of course, than the years we've had before. We already saw a movement from, let's say, offline to online, of course, with the Black Fridays turning into Cyber Mondays, etc. But I think you're exactly in the right space there to tell us something about how we can and how marketers, maybe e-commerce shop marketers, owners, etc., can use your solution and maybe in a broader way, how they can use interactive content in their holiday marketing. Is that something we could talk about today?
For sure, because I think it's a very pressing issue, because already from next month, the whole shopping season will start, because that's when Black Friday is going to happen right next month. And then that'll be followed by Christmas marketing and then New Year's marketing. And the key thing to remember, and this has already happened, and because Amazon and Walmart and, other big retailers like Macy's have already announced that there's not going to be any physical shopping this season. So you're not going to see the kind of rush in like shopping malls that you always saw on Black Fridays, because we are already in the middle of a second coronavirus wave. Now, the good thing about this for any other business that's not at the same level as Amazon or Macy's or Walmart, which is like, a lot of other businesses, they're not at the same level. It's good for them because for the first time, probably in history, or at least in recent history, Amazon is going to compete for the same internet space that your small or medium business is going to compete against. So that means Amazon has no particular advantage over you because, they're not going to be able to use, Walmart is not going to be able to use their, physical shopping malls for giving Black Friday discounts. They also have to do it online. And if you're doing PPC advertising, it really is basically the same cost for you as it's for Amazon or Walmart to advertise. So this is the time where you can actually use interactive content to actually boost your sales, because what's going to happen is there's going to be too many products online now. There's going to be too many people advertising, too many products online, and people wouldn't know what to choose. And this is where an interactive e-commerce recommendation comes in, because it allows the user to make a decision. It actually helps the user to make a decision as to what they want to buy. So basically, an interactive applet or widget is a simple interface that allows a user to perform a function, access a service, or that basically improves user flow in general. And so let me just give you one example of how you can use this for the upcoming Black Friday shopping season. So imagine like you are, your customer wants to buy a pair of sunglasses or like shades, okay? So normally when he walks into a physical store, there's usually a shop assistant who is very, who's very well versed in selling this. Like, you know, he knows the tricks of the trade. He knows what kind of sunglasses would suit your face and he's happy to recommend it to you. So like a shop assistant or a salesperson. But when you go online and you go on Amazon and you go on like, you know, AliExpress or wherever you're buying from, there's just so many options available that it leads to a choice paralysis and people don't know what to buy because there's just too many options. So instead, what you can do is that you can build an interactive content piece that asks you a couple of intelligent questions like, you know, what is your face shape? Is it oval? Is it like diamond shape? Is it like, you know, some other shape? Then it asks you your eye color. It asks you some other subjective questions like, you know, who are your favorite actors? What kind of style are you into? 80s style, 90s style? And based on these questions, it very intelligently recommends you from the entire catalog on the e-store. It recommends you a couple of shades that you can buy. So I think it's very helpful because it takes care of like, you know, the decision paralysis that we have nowadays. And that's how it can help in the upcoming shopping season.
Well, that automatically leads me to a next question, because if you own a shop, let's say, and you're running it within Magento or Shopify or whatsoever, to create things like this, it can be challenging. But that's because it's going to be a coding thing. It's going to be hard to make it look nice, make it as intelligent as you want it to be. And what you're telling us is that you could use a platform like Outgrow to do that for you. How difficult is it for shop owners to actually build something like this?
So the good thing is that we already integrate with not just Shopify. So we have a natural native integration built with Shopify. So the collaboration between the two platforms is seamless. So all you have to do, and that's why it's so easy, and not just Shopify, but like 1,000 other platforms like Shopify already are partners, our partners. So all you need to do is go to the go to Outgrow, get a subscription. You can either get the freelancer plan or you can get the small business plan or you can get the enterprise plan. It's up to you. And what you need to do is, because you don't need any coding or any coding skills at all. Like I personally have no idea how coding works. Like I took it like in high school and I was terrible at it and I almost failed because of it and I had to change the subject. And that's what made me realize that, you know what, it's not meant for everyone and it shouldn't be meant for everyone. So, you know, that's the truth. Because like everyone says that, you know, coding is the next big thing and everyone should be learning coding. And to me, it's just like, if humanity was so good at coding, then by now they must have invented tools that help you code without actually knowing coding. And that's exactly what has happened now. There's a huge market of no-code tools and Outgrow is at the forefront of that market. So all you need to do is to go to our website and you can use drag and drop tools to just make any kind of these quizzes, calculators, e-commerce recommendations, like the example I gave you, yeah, and all of this. And in addition to that, even if you don't want to build from scratch, because like you have two options, you can either be like really creative and build something completely new from scratch without knowing coding, or you can go to our examples page, our templates page, and there you will find 1,000 templates across 21 different industries that you can implement within like 2 minutes on your website. You can test them out. If you don't like them, you can change them. If you think they're not working well, you can put something else. So it's really up to you and it's really easy. Like I do it in my free time as well. It really helps take out your creativity. And the key point I want to emphasize is that we serve every industry possible. And most of the innovation that we've seen comes from our clients. Because, you know, if someone is working, say, like someone is a lawyer or someone is like a real estate agent, they have expertise in their field. And what is restricting them in the modern internet economy is that there is their inability to code. But they are creative. They are experts in their field. So if you give them a no-code tool like Outgrow, they come up with some of the best ideas that like we have ever seen. Because, you know, they're not encumbered by coding, so they can just do it themselves and it's really easy.
So it's made for marketers, and marketers can make their own use cases, examples, quizzes, etc. online within hours is what you're saying. So
Yeah, even less than ours. And not just marketers, like, you know, freelancers, content creators. We have had, like, you know, BBC, CNN. We have had people on National Geographic who are using this. And these are just like, you know, all you need to really know is how to be creative, which, like, you probably are because you're in that industry already. Like, you know, there is no knowledge of coding required. You can just use templates, and it would even take you less than an hour. I would just say within 30 minutes, you can adapt a template.
Which is pretty neat, because you do want to be creative and don't want to spend your time on coding too much. So this
exactly
sounds like an excellent solution for e-commerce. So one of the use cases you just mentioned is using it for recommendations, for example. The other things that I could think of, and when I'm watching, let's say, solutions like yours, would be a use case in which you're basically building your email list. Right. So when you're when you're performing quizzes, doing polls, making recommendations, or let's say even giveaway competitions or whatsoever, that's also used for list building, right?
For sure. Because, like, the key thing is that all of these interactive content pieces, there are 8 calculators, quizzes, chatbots, assessments, polls, forms, and surveys, you know, and 2 more. but you can embed these in your email. So you can embed these in your email. You can have them as pop-ups. You can put them as social advertisements. You can have them. So Facebook has also taken this up really seriously. They really like interactive content. So now you can actually, on your business page on Facebook, you can add an additional tab that allows you to embed a calculator or a quiz directly on your page. So for email list building, definitely helpful, because, you know, that's how people participate in contests, because they get an email and then they participate in a contest. And, you know, for the contest, it's great that you only have to give one prize. Like, you know, if you're a t-shirt company or a sunglasses company, you're like, oh, we're going to give one t-shirt free to whoever wins this contest. But, you know, 10,000 people participate in that contest. They share your hashtag of that contest, and that gets the word across about your company. But yeah, and key thing about email list building that is also helpful in this case is that all these interactive content pieces, in a lot of cases, they're giving value at the end. So when I tell you which sunglasses you should buy, so even if you don't buy them from my website, you know, right, that this is the one that suits you. And I've already recommended this to you. So before I give you the outcome where I recommend you a particular sunglass based on the questions that I've asked you, I will put a lead generation form. So it'll say, to see the recommendations, enter your email. So you get the user's email, that email enters your marketing funnel. So even if he doesn't buy from your website in the end, for the value that you have provided, you get his email. And in the future, you can use that email. You can make automatic email follow-ups, and you can recommend him other stuff based on, you know, what you see from analytics as to what people are buying. So it's totally possible to do that. And another thing I want to emphasize is that I've just been talking about B2C marketing, but also B2B. It's very important. For instance, like, you know, an advertising company that wants to increase its revenue or to get more clients for the upcoming shopping season, they can have a special package for, like, you know, shopping season advertising package. So, you know, and the widget they can make for this is, you know, which advertising package should you get? And they can put this widget on their website. So, you know, their clients who are like, oh, how should we advertise for a shopping season, the upcoming shopping season? So they go to this advertising agency's website and they don't know which package to get. So this widget literally asks them a couple of questions, their objective, their priorities, and then it recommends a particular advertising or marketing package to them. So it's totally possible to do that. Cool. And one last thing, hold on, is we have seen, like, again, email list building is, like, I would say one area in how this happens. Another is, like, you know, and we've seen a huge expansion of this is Instagram influencers using interactive content. And you must have seen this on your Instagram already, like, you know, fitness influencers or fashion influencers. The fashion influencers are recommending, like, you know, makeup sets you should get based on a couple of questions you answer. Like, on their Insta story, if you just swipe up, you'll see a quiz or a calculator or recommendation, and it just asks you a couple of questions and it recommends something. And fitness influencers are, like, you know, recommending gym plans or, like, workout plans based on this. So it's really, the possibility are endless.
Cool. So I do want to come back to that email list building a little because what you're suggesting here is that yes, it does help you with list building, but it helps you in a smart way, because if you can use the answers that are given during the quizzes within your segmentation, your email marketing or any other follow-up, maybe physical mail or whatsoever, you can personalize your follow-up. Is that correct?
Exactly, because so the 24/7 automation of your website that interactive content provides, like not just your website but also your emails, is that it's active 24/7, and based on every question, it is collecting very helpful marketing data. And so this data you can actually see in your Outgrow analytics section. You can see and filter this data by geographies, locations, the kind of browsers people access the email on. Was it done on a phone? You can see that. How they answer the questions, based on that, you can segment them and filter them. And then you can use all of these variables to craft an email that is very personalized. Yeah. And this will be done automatically because you just put the variable there, and based on that, it just triggers a particular kind of email. So it really reduces the amount of work you have to do on your side, because you only have to set this up once. And B, it really personalizes it for the other person, because he answered those five questions in the beginning, he gets exactly what he wants. And I think that's what services like, you know, everyone who's listening, like, they're providing a service and a product. And that's what services, the key thing is, you just want to help your customer get to make the right decision and get to buy the right product. And this just really helps the customer and helps you and saves time on both sides.
And this works in B2B and B2C. And for B2B, I see a real use case here in qualifying your leads, asking the right questions and following up. When you're using these answers, let's say for segmentation purposes, is it possible to connect your Outgrow to any marketing automation solution that people might be using, let's say a Marketo or maybe HubSpot or any other of the solutions, to use that those answers basically that come that are given within those quizzes or that come out of recommendations? Those must be database fields, right? So we have in a quiz with five answers, we have five columns of data, answers by customers, and followed by an email address because they want to receive that stuff in their email. Is that something we could connect to a marketing automation solution?
Yeah, for sure. Because like we integrate, like I said, not just Shopify kind of platforms, but 1,000 other partners that we have, including HubSpot, Marketo, MailChimp, all of these. And we've done a lot of like partner webinars with them. If anyone needs like, you know, to understand how these two softwares can work together, we've done that. And by 2019, we were already HubSpot's most used app on the App Store. And so it's really easy and seamless to pass on the data from Outgrow into HubSpot workflows or MailChimp workflows or, you know, or Shopify workflows. It's really easy to do. And if anyone needs any help in setting that up, it's actually just very intuitive. You just like go on your builder and you can see if you can just easily connect. But if you need any help at all, like we have a 24/7 customer service support available.
So to any, let's say, business to business services provider that's looking to do any promotion campaign for the holiday season, or a B2C, if you have a web shop or whatsoever that you're looking to do a quiz for during the holiday season, or want to do promotions for, go check out the website outgrow.co. One of the other things I'm also, you've touched on it a little already, there's some statistical part. So what kind of results do people see from these quizzes and interactive content in general? What kind of things can you share on what this actually has delivered for the users?
That's a very wide question. I mean, like, what has it delivered for the users?
Let me clarify the question a little bit. We're always looking to get the answer to how does this impact ROI. So they invest, so let's say an e-commerce shop owner, web shop owner, invest in Outgrow, starts using it. And they do a quiz, or maybe they're doing a poll or whatsoever. Can you share something in general on how this impacts ROI? What kind of results can people expect?
Okay, so like we have, let's just say, interactive content in general increases conversion rate by like 43%. So we can see like from 14, we have like had case studies done where people were converting at around 14%, and now it's expanded to 43%. And if you go on a website under the why outgrow section, you'd see many case studies that actually show you that this is actually happening. And then the bounce rate of the website decreases from 62% to 17%. So you're actually retaining a lot of customers on your website for a longer time. Because the key thing is that interactive content is engaging. So I'll give you another example. So say on a lawyer's website, so this is a B2B example. Say on a lawyer's website, the primary call to action is just contact me. Now, obviously, there are tons of lawyers' websites out there with like a lot of static text and like, you know, just one call to action called contact me. And it's not very engaging. So you're just going to leave the page. And that's what, you know, you're bouncing off that page, and that increases the bounce rate of that page. And that's not good. But now imagine there is a lawyer's website where the primary call to action is instead, see how much I can save you in legal fees. And then what this widget does is it asks a couple of questions and it shows you infographically over time how much time you will save, your business will save if they got this legal solution, if they hired these people as their attorney. And so if you can show this data infographically, it syncs better into the audiences. One of the key examples I give for this is also again HubSpot, because they have a return of investment calculator on their website, which shows people over time how much money they can save if they use HubSpot. And this is very key, like very crucial for B2B businesses, because you're not providing a product, you know, you're providing a service. And with services, it's hard to show immediately what the value is going to be, because mostly the value is going to be long term. So that's the key thing as well. And then the third statistic that I can give you is that the social share rate for interactive content goes up from 3% to like 28%. And so that is key, because we've seen, like, I myself, because like I said, like, I hate coding. Mm-hmm. But I like making interactive content because I am creative. So a lot of stuff that I have made, a lot of interactive content pieces that I have made, they have gone from like number one on producthunt.com and AngelList. They have been number two, number three, number four. I've had many hits like in the top 10 on Product Hunt. And it's because if you're again, like the key thing is, like, I think one has to understand that this is a service-based economy. And if you're providing a value to the user, it is more likely to go viral. If it interacts with the user and gives them a personalized value, it's more likely to go viral and your content will definitely deliver. And the key thing is, it just takes like, you know, 30 minutes to like, you know, make this on your website, like less than 30 minutes, put it out there. If it doesn't work, try another template. There's a 7-day free trial. And like, you know, the pricing starts from like literally $14 a month. So one can actually just experiment it, test it out and see if it works for them.
I can't think of any reason why you wouldn't do that as a B2B yeah. owner or a shop yeah. owner. So, Sachin, I want to thank you very much for being on the Marketing Technology Podcast. And
thanks for having me. Yeah,
it was a pleasure. So, again, to the listeners, I'll share the links to your website and your LinkedIn profile, so people can look you up, can connect with you personally if they want to, or visit your website should they want to try out the product. And you know, we have a couple of weeks to go until the holiday season. So I'm going to wish all these shop owners a lot of good luck on creating those interactive content pieces. And
for sure. And I want to give like a special discount to the listeners of the podcast. If you just go to outgrow.co/MKG, you'd be able to just avail a Black Friday discount where you can just get a 30-day extended trial and 20% off on all plans.
Cool. Thank you very much, Sachin, for that. And again, I'll share that in the show notes. And it was a pleasure having you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or iTunes. Also, if you want to be a guest or know someone that should be a guest to our show, shoot me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you for listening.